Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband?
Wife!
Is that how we do this? Hi.
Hi, we're back.
It's been a minute.
It has. We've been moving.
We have.
That sucks.
Like a half hour away across the city. And
might as well be a fucking continent away.
Yeah, it feels like it.
And this was just, this sucked.
This sucked, y'all. As one friend put it, moving sucks sweaty baboon balls. And I was like, all the sweat, all the balls, all the baboons.
But hey, we're here.
We're here.
We're in our new place.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, mostly sort of kind of we can. Yeah. We still got some stuff to do.
Yeah.
That being said, we probably are going to be regular again. But
like a menstrual cycle.
Right. Yeah, sure. Why not? but we also might have like a day or two here or there where we might falter because we still have a lot of fucking crap to do.
We have a lot to do and we're not currently even set up correctly. Like this is right. All slapdash. Like,
yeah, we're doing this in our dining room right now.
It's been a week and we got to get back on this.
Yeah.
And so we just threw it all together real quick. So apologies. For being gone a week and apologies in advance for any days that we missed coming up.
Yeah, and also I just want to say this real quick because while we took our break, we picked up 2 new patrons.
That
like, I mean,
makes
we're
no
like,
sense.
Holy shit, thank you so much.
That makes
and,
no sense.
And your
and
actual
thank
individual
you.
Shout-outs will be coming when we get settled in and everything. And I think we still had one from before that we needed to do, too.
So we have three shout-outs to do.
But, like, we took a break, and you guys joined as patrons. Like, I don't even have words for that. That's fucking amazing.
It makes no sense, and I'm so grateful.
And, yeah, like, we were like, holy crap, this is amazing.
Like, we thought that y'all were going to be so mad at us, and we were like, sorry.
Right, yeah.
And instead we got, like, I don't want to say rewarded, but, like, cheered on.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like,
I mean, yes! It felt really good, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We already missed you and couldn't wait to get back to doing this, but that made it all the sweeter.
Right.
Like we feel the love obligation, you know, right. To come back and keep you going.
If anything, the reason we're back so soon is because of y'all.
It's true.
Because we love doing this and we love hearing from you and we love you guys.
We
like
do.
You guys are awesome.
We do. You guys are the best.
Speaking of what we're doing, today we are doing what?
It's kind of a Q&A over the chapters we've done with Esther, which I don't even know if you remember what happened in the book of Esther.
Barely at this point. But I remember that she saved the Jewish people from being exterminated,
yes,
basically.
Yes. We stopped at chapter 8. So
you forgot to sing the song. Today is Saturday.
Today is Q&A Saturday, it's on a Sunday and we're a week late.
No, that's right. Today's not a Saturday. I forgot. Fuck, we're a day late.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's supposed to be like a Saturday Q&A. Yeah. Whatever.
Shut up.
It's a thing.
Shut up.
Sorry.
You're dumb.
Whatever.
So anyways, I'm going to tell you a story and it's going to help you kind of refresh your memory of what happened, but in a different way.
Once we get into it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
All right. Well, let's go get into this then.
Let's go.
Okay, so we are getting ready to get into this, but before we do, I do want to cover this. We are not going to be doing a Patreon episode this week or a book club, so, but we will get back into that the following weekend with hopefully a Patreon episode because that's the one that we're next up to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, though, I will be releasing the weekly for today's episode and the 4 through 8 here today at some point too.
So basically it'll cover a 2-week period.
Right. We're just trying to get back on track. So like this is us getting back on track.
Just bear with us, guys.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
And if you're listening to these like way later, nothing.
Yeah, I just forget we said
nothing.
Anything. No, it's all good.
Yep. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't okay, so anyway.
This is all in order. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
Do you remember we were talking about Esther and she had begged her king husbandy guy, oh, please don't kill all the Jews. And,
right.
And then so all that stuff happened, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to step back a minute.
We're stepping back.
Take it back.
Okay, stepping back.
Okay, I was trying to find some good, interesting stuff to cover for chapters 4 through 8.
So obviously you weren't reading the Bible.
Right. Exactly. Inadvertently, though, I came across some interesting studies of the book of Esther.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And in various midrash, which apparently the plural of that is midrashim.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learned a new word. Mm-hmm. They tell some additional bits that are not included.
I kind of love the Jewish people.
I do,
They've
too.
They've got so much lore and stories
and they,
revolving around the Old Testament and the Torah.
They'll take
and,
a story and they'll study it and then they'll be like, and probably that happened.
Like you could just get lost in their lore.
It's true.
You know, it's so
it's
cool.
It's true. So this study that I read took a bunch of different midrashim.
Yeah.
Story stuff about Esther.
Story stuff.
Story stuff.
Is that a technical term?
It really is.
Okay.
That's what lore is. Story stuff.
Story stuff. Got it.
Yeah. And they put it all together.
Okay. Yeah.
And so this will help both refresh our memory as well as be like, wait, I don't recall that happening.
Because we didn't read it.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Esther was a foundling or an orphan.
Okay.
Her father had died before her birth.
Yeah.
And her mother died at her birth.
Right.
I don't necessarily recall those details. Yeah.
Right.
She was reared in the house of Mordecai, her cousin, to whom, according to some accounts, she was even married.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right? That's, like, that definitely was not
adds a whole new layer to the conversation,
don't
right?
it, though? Don't it, though? Okay. So her original name was Hadassah, which can mean star or the plant myrtle.
Okay.
Neither of which are even closely related.
Right.
We're going to get into those a little bit later. But think of star, not myrtle so much. Okay. And those are supposed to reflect her sweet character and the comeliness of her personage.
Got it.
Comeliness being her beauty.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Her appearance among the candidates for the queen's vacant place. Remember, Vashti was given the boot.
Yeah, they axed her.
Yeah, because she would not come forward and show her wares.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that whole thing when, what's her name? Esther. When Esther shows up during this, that caused a complete commotion.
Oh.
Because she was beautiful. Fucking fool.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, like, there was, like, not even a comparison.
Yeah.
Got it.
They all felt that with her charms, none could compete.
Got it.
So
that's why,
like,
she immediately received extra care from the guy.
I'm getting there in a minute.
Okay.
Getting there
Sorry.
In a minute.
My bad.
Her rivals were hastened to try to adorn her, but not to make her pretty. They were, like, trying to, like, down her beauty some. Like, they wanted to neg her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, anyway. She was so beautiful that they were like, fuck me. How am I supposed to compete with this bitch over here?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she spurned all the usual resources for enhancing beauty. So much so that the keeper of the harem became alarmed because he didn't want to be accused of neglecting her.
Ah.
And so that's why he showered her with attention and placed her at the disposal of so many riches that were never given to others.
Got it.
Not because she was beautiful and he wanted to help, but because she was like, I don't want any of this shit.
Got it.
But if he didn't help give her stuff, then he could get in trouble for not giving her stuff.
Sure.
So they were at odds with each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So she would not be tempted to use the king's goods or to eat the king's food or mess with any of the king's stuff, because she was a faithful Jew.
Got it.
Okay? So she was like, none of this, none of that. Fuck these, fuck those.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, together with her maids, and there were seven of them, according to the number of the weekdays and of the planets.
Oh.
Okay?
So only seven planets?
Mm-hmm.
And that's some science for you.
Well, the ones that they could see with the naked eye or with whatever.
Sure.
They could, you know, cobble together.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so she continued to live in a modest mode. Okay. She was like, I'm not going to do all this extra.
Yeah.
Okay. When her turn came to be ushered into the king's royal presence.
Yeah.
Median and Persian women flanked her on both sides.
Okay.
Okay. But her beauty was such that the decision was in her favor immediately. Her place was assured.
Got it.
Because she, even though she was surrounded by all these other women done up with makeup,
out from them all.
She outshone them.
Got it.
Okay. Now, the king had been in the habit of comparing the charms of the applicants with a picture of Vashti suspended over his couch. He was like, you, nope. You, nope. You, nope. Right. Fail, fail,
right,
fail.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Up to the time when Esther approached him, none had eclipsed the beauty of his beheaded spouse.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the sight of Esther, he at once removed the picture of Vashti.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He was like, oh, you the one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And probably commissioned a new picture for above his couch because you got to have
I would imagine.
There, right?
You got to whack off to something. Right? So, yeah. That I don't recall that being in the Bible
either.
But that's a fun story, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, now remember, Mordecai had kept coming daily to check on her, right? Make sure she's okay. And also to make sure that he's like, don't forget, don't tell him you're Jewish.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so his daily visits to the courtyard are for the purpose of ascertaining whether or not Esther was remaining true to their religion.
Oh.
Was she still being a faithful Jew? Was she still eating the correct foods and wearing the correct clothing.
Even but, like, though, what's he going to do about it if she's not?
Be very angry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got so it. He's like, don't tell him you're a Jew, but still be Jewish.
Right.
Don't eat their food, but don't tell them why you're not eating their food. Don't dress in their clothes. Still dress Jewish, but don't tell them that you're Jewish.
Right.
Right. Right. Like, that's basically what I'm getting out of this. But she had not eaten any of their forbidden food, and she preferred a diet of vegetables, and she was otherwise scrupulously.
How's that again?
Scrupulously. Yeah. Obedient of all capital letters, the law.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's a good Jew girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a very good girl.
She did a good job.
Then came the crisis.
The crisis.
The crisis.
Okay.
Okay. You remember the crisis, right?
Yeah. Is this where
Mordecai wouldn't bow?
Oh yeah, that Haman. Crisis. Sorry, yeah. I was trying to remember which crisis. So.
I know there's so many.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this story, it wasn't necessarily his refusal to bow to Haman so much as it was his refusal to bow to the image of an idol that Haman ostentatiously displayed on his breast.
Oh.
So he had an idol on him. And was like, everybody bow to the idol.
Being Jewish, you can't worship an idol. So
yeah, so he was like,
he wasn't being holier than thou. He was just adhering to his religion.
I literally can't.
I guess he was being holier than thou, but
but I mean, he lived his life by these rules. He wasn't just being cherry picking.
No, he was staying true to who he was as a Jewish man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so you know when Haman got offended, and then he was like, hey, king, let's kill them all. I'll pay you. And the king was like, keep the money. Go ahead and kill them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So then Mordecai appeared in his mourning garments. Not like mourning like the sun rises, but mourning. Like grieving.
Yeah.
Okay. And Esther saw this, and frightened, she gave birth to a stillborn child.
What?
Where did that come from? I don't know.
What? Okay. All right.
So that was in the story, apparently.
I
missed that bit.
Stillborn child. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Because she's like, whoa, uncle, husband, daddy is.
That just happens all the time, right? People just give birth to stillborn children.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Uncle, cousin, daddy, husband is dressed in mourning. And so I'm like, oh, shit. Freaked out so much that I give birth. What? I don't know.
That makes no sense.
No, not at all. So to avoid gossip, she sent Hatach, her
person. Yeah.
Instead of going herself to ascertain the cause of the trouble. But remember, Hatach was met by Haman and he was slain. Do you remember that?
No.
That happened. That happened. Okay. But he was not slain before Mordecai was able to tell Hatach his dream.
Oh.
He had a dream.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
His dream was that Esther would be the little stream of water separating two fighting monsters. And the stream would grow to be a large river flooding the earth. A dream which he had often related to Esther in youth.
Okay.
In her youth.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was part of the story. We never hear about it again.
Oh.
But
okay.
That apparently was part of the story that was not in the part we read.
Got it. Yeah, okay? Right.
So Mordecai called upon Esther to pray for her people and to then intercede with the king.
Sure.
And you recall that she was like, but I'll die though, because you have to be called and
you have to touch the tip of the scepter and all that shit.
And he's like, don't be thinking you're safe just because you're the queen.
Right.
You're still Jewish. And look what happened to Vashti, whom he loved and was beautiful.
Right.
Like, you're not safe.
Yeah.
And so then she was like, okay, fine. I will do this. And if I die, I die. But at her request, all the Jews observed a rigid fast. Now, what we didn't realize, it did say so, but we didn't put two and two together. She requested this fast during one of their feasting celebrations.
Oh. So this was like, okay.
The fast was a big deal.
Got it.
Because
they were fasting during a celebration.
Yes.
Got it.
And so it was like, it was almost like she was like, fine, I'll do this. I'll make this big risk, but you got to take a risk with God.
Sure.
By fasting and praying, rather than by celebrating your faith and doing what you're supposed to be doing religiously.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's like she like counter-challenged him. And so he did this.
Okay.
He prayed and he summoned even the children and obliged even them to abstain from food so that the cries of the children could be heard throughout the village.
Gotcha.
Because they were all so hungry.
Right.
And I mean, imagine like they had just prepared this big feast and now they got a fast.
Yeah.
They can't eat any of it.
I suppose you don't have a lot of ways to protest that were effective back then, you know?
Right. So. Right.
Ones that don't get you in, like, cause you can't like go up and march on the gates of the castle. Yeah. They'll just fucking kill you.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know?
So this is what they did.
Right.
And what I find amazing is that, but they did it.
Right.
They did. They put aside their religion and had faith in this other thing that was also part of their religion.
Now, let's just caveat that a little bit, because they did it insofar as this is also a,
right.
from all accounts that we are aware of, mm-hmm. a fictional story.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. So. Yeah, yeah. But within the confines of this story,
sure.
it's amazing that the Jewish people put aside their religious festivity and instead fasted and prayed.
Yeah.
For
in
them
this fictional
to not,
story, these yes. fictional people were amazing.
But but it does speak to the higher faith of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. I get it. It's a story to show what they stand for and what they are willing to do.
Even in the face of death, certain death.
Right.
They still stand firm to their faith
yeah.
in God, that God will somehow, even if God doesn't see them through, as we read several weeks ago at this point, they will martyr themselves
yeah.
before they will capitulate.
No, I get the importance of it.
Okay. So meanwhile, Esther put aside her jewels and rich dresses, which she had, you know, been required to wear as
yeah.
the queen. She loosened her hair, she fasted, and she prayed that she might be successful on her dangerous errand. And on the third day, she went into the inner court. She took her two maids, upon one of whom, according to court etiquette, she leaned. I don't know why that was important, but
okay.
apparently court yeah, etiquette requires you to lean.
Do the lean.
And the other one carried her train.
Okay.
Not her choo-choo train.
Right. Like
her heavy dress
yeah.
trailing behind her.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And as soon as she came abreast with the idols at the door of the palace,
yeah.
the Holy Ghost departed from her. And she exclaimed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Wait, the Holy Ghost? Hold on.
What?
Have they even introduced the Holy Ghost
no.
yet? Like, what? Is this a Jewish thing?
I
thought it was a Catholic thing.
Well, these were summarized from various Midrash.
So it must be, so it is a Jewish, I guess that is something... Okay,
I'm
confused.
Know. I don't know enough about Holy Ghosts and fathers and sons
right.
to know
yeah.
what belongs to...
But that threw me, the wording threw me off there.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I am curious to know how that Holy Ghost... I am curious once we get into more, you know, the New Testament and stuff,
mm-hmm.
how Holy Ghosts and stuff like that relate to Judaism and stuff.
Right. Well, so. I'm curious about this... my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Right.
Which is a Jesus Christ thing, not yeah. an Esther thing.
Right, right.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
It is. It mm-hmm. is.
So thereupon, she was accompanied by three angels to the king.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So three angels came down and walked her in.
That's nice of them.
Wasn't that?
Yeah. Apparently yeah. they didn't have anything else going on.
Like I've said all the time, God damn it. Why can't there just be God and help? And this is bullshit. And no angels ever.
Never. No.
Ever came down and helped me.
No. Never seen a fucking angel.
Granted, I'm not a queen.
Goddamn lazy.
Except for
angels.
In my own life, I am my own queen. So, okay. Remember how the king was Xerxes, but he was also Ahasuerus Rex?
Yes.
Yeah. So Ahasuerus attempted to ignore her and turned his face away. But guess what?
What?
Guess what?
He couldn't do it.
An angel forced him
oh,
to fucking look at her beauty.
I see.
She, however, fainted at the sight of his flushed face and burning eyes. And she leaned her head on her handmaid, expecting to hear her doom pronounced, you know, because
yeah.
she's gone in.
Right.
uncalled for, right? Like she had not been summoned and she went.
Yeah.
And so she sees his face all red and whatever from the angel turning his face, and she's like, ah, shit, I'm about to get killed. He's about to.
This sounds like a very convenient rewrite of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, you know, because this isn't how it was portrayed in the Old Testament.
So. No. I'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
But God increased her beauty to such an extent that Ahasuerus could not resist.
She was already, like, heads and tails the most beautiful.
Heads and tails.
Right.
Dead ass dough.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Then we're not done with the ridiculous.
Not done with the ridiculous.
Ready?
Go figure.
This is my favorite.
Okay.
An angel lengthened the scepter so that Esther might touch it.
Well, it's a good thing because she only got the tip, so it must have been just right.
The tip.
That tip was lengthened just right.
It almost sounds like his penis grew three sizes that day, just like the Grinch's heart, right?
Right.
And the scepter, it stretched out and she touched just the tip.
Well, why was he, I mean, if he didn't want her to be there, why was he even like, you know, holding it to her in any way?
He always holds the scepter. And the angel made it grow to her hand.
So if your life depended on it, wouldn't you just jump for it? Like, fuck this shit. I'm touching that goddamn scepter.
I touched the scepter. Ticka, 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 ticka. I tickled the head of the scepter.
Oh, my God. Ticka, ticka,
ticka, ticka. What?
My wife.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she invited the king to her banquet.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
Haman was invited as well,
yep.
As we know. There were questions by many as to why. Why? Why would she invite him too?
Right.
So here is one of the
theories. Why were there questions, though?
Remember, I'm reading a conglomeration of various
stories
from various Midrashim.
Got it.
Okay. And many researchers are like, why would she invite Haman?
And probably because she's Jewish, why would you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So in the moment, I could see.
Yeah. Why?
In this fictional story,
why would
you do that?
Yeah. Right.
But okay.
Why? Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh shit, I lost my place.
Fuck, okay. I hate it when that happens, man.
I know you were biting your nails waiting
to
find out.
Yeah.
Okay. So here was one of the suggested theories.
Okay.
Okay. She desired to make the king jealous by playing the lover to Haman.
What?
Which she did at the feast, planning to have him killed. Even though she should share his fate. Even knowing she's probably going to die.
Yeah.
She wanted to make the king jealous.
Okay. I actually kind of get that plan. So like if you can get yourself and him killed, right? The Jewish people live. Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Because he was in charge of like, you know, killing all the Jewish people.
Yeah, that is true.
So.
Right.
That could be a valid plan maybe.
Okay. But at the right moment. The supreme moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When she denounced Haman, it was an angel that threw Haman on the couch. Haman had just intended to kneel before the queen.
Yeah.
Remember?
Okay.
But the angel shoved his ass.
Oh.
And so, you know, his face fell like right in her crotch or something.
I don't know.
I made that part up.
Sure. Yeah.
But anyway, the angel shoved him onto the couch.
Okay.
I just like to imagine that his face fell in her crotch.
Right. That's more fun.
That is very fun.
Yeah.
And so the king, suspecting an attempt upon the virtue and life of his queen, forthwith ordered him to be hanged. Because let me ask you this. You're the king, right? You walk in and you see this guy.
Yeah.
And he just fell right in your wife's crotch.
Yeah, that's not good. Man.
And your wife is like, oh my, no, get out of, no, I mustn't. Get out of there, you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You rapscallion. Mm-hmm. Yes.
These angels are awfully meddlesome.
Meddlesome, yes. Okay. So that's the end of that story, because to go further would take us into the last two chapters, which we haven't read yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but do you recall now the story of Esther?
Yes.
With and without all of the editions?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So the Septuagint edition, which that's the Greek edition.
Yes.
Okay. Of Esther. We're done with that story. We're moving on to
the next thing.
I'm doing my book report now.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So the Greek edition of Esther contains 107 verses that are not found in the Hebrew Bible.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These interpretations survive only in the Greek texts.
Yeah.
Because the Hebrew Bible's version of Esther's story contains neither prayers nor even a single reference to God, Greek redactors, which is another word for editors, apparently felt compelled to give the tale a more explicit religious orientation, alluding to God or the Lord 50 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they added some shit.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of places in the Bible where it feels like they just kind of shove God in there. Like God.
They didn't shove it into the book of Esther,
right,
except for in these Greek translations that didn't make it into the Hebrew Bible.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
These additions to Esther and the Apocrypha were added approximately in the 2nd or 1st century BCE.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, given the great historical link between Persian and Jewish history, modern day Persian Jews refer to themselves as Esther's children.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A building venerated as being the tomb of Esther and Mordecai is located in Iran.
Okay.
Although the village of Kfar Baran in northern Israel also claims to be the burial place of Queen Esther.
Hmm. The Iran one sounds more likely, though, because this was a Persian king.
Yeah.
That she was married to, so, I mean, just saying.
Yeah. So, remember I told you about the star?
Yeah.
Her name, right?
Right.
She is said to be named after Ishtar. Are you familiar with Ishtar?
Off the top of my head,
no. Gilgamesh.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
So, her name, Esther, was given that by star worshippers. So her story and her name come from that whole old story of Ishtar.
Okay.
And she comes from that.
Got it. Her name originates from that.
Yes.
Got it.
And the word myrtle is supposed to be like a beautiful plant.
Right.
That her name, Hadassah.
Okay.
That's her original name.
Yeah.
And Hadassah means myrtle.
Got it.
And that is the story of Esther the End.
That is the story of Esther the End.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I am done.
All right.
Sorry, I was so taken by the story that when I got to the other stuff, I was like, and this, and this, and this. Okay, bye.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you guys for being patient while we got this episode out and while we were moving. And we will be back probably tomorrow with Esther
chapter nine.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you guys then.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.